the objective, final objective, is make this population live the way they want to live, whatever happened, but less expensive as possible. And if they died, it's not our problems anyway. We can say it's themselves, they're too stupid, they carried all these sexually transmitted diseases, they're problems. Even Monsieur Depierre said that their problems is in their soul, you know, their spirit. They have to change their spirit, get more involved in modern stuff. So then, at this point, they'll be able to resolve their problems. So, when you know, we often say that people that talk like the way I'm talking, especially the native, I'm partly native, yes, the people that talk like this are complaining all the time. They are complaining. I've been working since 1995, even with my colleague, even coming south here, to have people that when they go up north, they see things in a different way, in a different perspective. And I think that's what they want to prevent. They want to prevent that happen. And it did start. There is people that grew up north. They were teachers. I've seen teachers that have started to work differently. And believe it or not, students, I've seen some kids being with those teachers that have a total different way, that have a way of teaching that correspond to their milieu, that correspond to their aspiration, that help to raise their self-esteem, that consider that those people have to bring a lot to other communities down south. Their knowledge is very important. So those teachers, it's very interesting to see that their students, they come to the nursing station sometimes because I have to see them, and they won't ask me to hurry up because they don't want to miss their class. You know, it's easy to say those natives are stupid, but there's no study, no real study that show in which environment their language, they are receiving the education. And who is giving the education? And the content of the education. There's not one book in the Nunavik that I've seen actually that give the history of their own people and their land. So, and the few teachers, I cannot even name them because it was too, they are always at risk because people disappear even these years, you know, very easily, or they lose their job. Very few teachers do care about transmitting information that will make the youth proud to be on this earth, equal to the rest of the world, no matter the way they live and their ancestors have been living. No, because hunting and fishing, I'm really sorry, is still one of the basic way of living of many natives around the world. The First Nation often live this way, a lot. Some, not 100% of their way of living, but it's still one of the basic ways. And it's regarded as a retarded way of living. It's being portrayed this way. And if the kids had the books that show different, maybe also they would be interested to be a doctor, to be a doctor, because then they will understand that they have to care about the elderly or their mother or their brother that decide to be hunter. But if they are denied the respect of their own people, if they grow in the non-respect of their own people, they are not interested to learn. Because the learning means being ashamed, feeling their parents, knowing that their parents have nothing, If their parents have nothing to bring this world, then they find out that themselves too have nothing. So they don't even, believe it or not, last year in 2004, the Inuit people destroyed, burned the school, one of the schools in the village, in the Nunavik. Because the school is a symbol of the occupation, of the colonization. It's sad. Because I do think instruction is important. But there is hope, because there is doctor. And by talking, I'm talking today, there is people that can go with a different perspective. And I've seen some. They did it. So it's possible. I remember talking about the way that the Native themselves are being treated, and people say, that's too much, they're crying. Why? Because then you take, then you understand how you've been treated like inhuman for so many years. And it's very hard to one day to look at yourself in a glass and say, for so many years, I've been inhuman. Wow. My parents were not human. It's very hard to face that. To see yourself the way you've been treated for so many years. So this is humanization and learning that you have the right to fight for your rights. It's very hard, and that's part of the education. You have to be really observant to really find out all these tricky things that are happening every day. And it's very hard when you are living where it's difficult just to survive, to find all of these tricky things that are being done upon you. You just wake up one morning and you lost everything. And that's what most of the Native people have been facing for many centuries. In 2003, 2004, I think, they sent a commission to look at how the youth were being treated up north by their family. And the DPG, the Youth Protection, the Inuit people refused to participate to that in every village, and particularly in Puvuinituk, and I did refuse to participate to that commission where there were no representative of Inuit people. People remember the residence school. What would that mean to look at the youth up north? To see if the youth are, they know very well that if the government come out with the view that the youth are badly treated, supposedly badly treated by their parents, then they will come to the conclusion maybe that they are better off being in the residential school down south. I think the people have remembered history, so they refuse to participate. So they have to come up with their own conclusion, but not with the support of the Inuit people. I think this is a form of resistance. So that's kind of things that when I go up north and I just educate every time I deal. I'll just give you an example of health problems. Here in Canada, you probably know there is a big campaign to reduce the use of antibiotic for every little infection that our kids have. The reason is because they find out that our kids have less resistance. I've done my own little study in the last year in the few villages where I was working as a nurse. I spent some weekend going through all the files of the kids between the age of 1 to up to 3 years old, for the birth till 3 years old. For the great majority, these kids have had one antibiotic every month since birth. I raised that as an alarm. I said, this is a problem. And believe it or not, the funny part is those kids, after a few months, a year, they develop diarrhea that couldn't be explained. I asked, we should make a study of what happened to the immune system of those kids. Nobody gets so upset. How come here in Canada, when our people down south are being treated this way? It's the alarm. It's almost the orange alarm or the red alarm, like in the United States, for fear. So, and when it comes to the native, it's never an alarm. It was for me. I was so upset. And I do tell the mother and the father when they come for their kids. I do tell them the result of my study all the time. Because this information is there, and their end is the weapon for the future.